Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello, you. Welcome back to the very last episode of season 3. And of course, it had to be a solo episode with me. I love you guys so much. I wanted you all to myself for this finale episode of the Project Loving Myself joyride we are all on together. Our ride ain't over yet, but we are ending the season and going on to the next. I do want to thank you for staying with me through 3 seasons. I can't believe it's been 3 seasons already. That's 70 episodes of nonstop self-discovery and learning to love yourself a little bit more. I'd say we did pretty well together so far, but the journey has only just started. There is still far to go. If you are new to the podcast, do subscribe and leave me a review. You have my gratitude for that. And feel free to check out any of the episodes from season 1 and 2. There are so many great conversations that I've had with our very inspiring guests. Now let's get to what we are doing today. I'm going to start our episode with a quote instead of leaving you with one at the very end. This is a quote by Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is an internationally renowned author and speaker in self-development. He wrote more than 40 books, 21 of them were New York Times bestsellers. One of my favorite quotes that came from Dr. Wayne Dyer is, "If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." In other words, what we see is based on our perspective. If I had to define perspective, it's simply our point of view. The perspective we take can have a negative or a positive filter, and that in itself influences how we see events, people, and the situations in our life. So for example, it starts to rain outside. Now, if I'm a negative person, I'm going to think, oh great, it's raining. The traffic is going to be terrible now. My clothes are hanging outside and they're going to get wet. Oh no, I hate the rain. All the mosquitoes are going to come out. Or on the other hand, you could think, thank God for this rain. It's going to fill up our reservoirs. The farmers are probably really happy about this, and I can't wait to have some hot chocolate and enjoy the sound of the rain beating on the ground.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, rain is rain, but it is either a positive or a negative experience based on the thoughts we choose to think. So if I'm thinking all kinds of negative thoughts about it raining, then that's going to make me feel kind of bad, which then programs the rest of my day or evening with that very low energy. But if I think about all the good things that come with rain, I'd feel better. I'd even feel pretty good, and that is uplifting. The joy and cheer would radiate out and affect the people around me. It would spread faster than the COVID virus, and that's something you would want to pass on to others. So if you are one of those who always thinks of worst case scenario first, or you rarely appreciate the positive in the situation, don't panic. This episode is for you. And for those of you who are already on the train of staying positive, but don't know how to consistently see the silver lining in every dark cloud, then I got you covered too. Now back to an understanding of how our perspective can be negative or positive. We know that our perspective can be changed. We can be more positive, and I know that every one of you who's listening in would want that. You'd want to be a happier, positive, joyful person. You'd want to be better. You'd want to be fun and, you know, great to be around all the time. And a perk of being positive is reacting better to the situations around us. So when we change our perspective, we react better to the situations around us, which causes the situations themselves to work out in a better way. They often resolve or they work out in our favor, which is exactly what Wayne Dyer meant when he says that the things we are looking at also change, because they transform into something positive. So I bet you're thinking, how do we actually do that? How do we change our reactions, our perspective? How do we see things in a positive light instead of firing out negative bullets? Well, keep listening, because I'm just about to get to that. What I'm so excited to share with you today is my super awesome, totally liberating go-to technique that will help you deal with absolutely anything negative that comes your way. Why am I so excited to share this with you? Well, because this is totally going to help you. I know it. When I figured out how to do this for myself, and mind you, I had to take a lot of healing classes to change the way that I think, but that's exactly what happened. It became so second nature to me to be Little Miss Sunshine all the time. Well, except when I'm PMSing. There is always an exception to every rule, and that one is mine. But what I do mean is, I started to see the glass half full all the time, instead of seeing it half empty. And when you start walking around with those rose-tinted glasses, your whole world looks so much more beautiful. It feels safer, and you actually start having a great time with life. So I learned that you can actually train your brain to see the positive in everything that happens. And no, you aren't kidding yourself. You aren't making it up. You're just focusing on what information will help you move forward and get you out of that totally uninvited, not welcome, not fun situation that you're in. And if you don't focus on the solution, you end up getting stuck in hating the situation, resenting others, blaming others, feeling not so good about yourself, and even helplessness and hopelessness will ensue. So take your power back. Stop giving it away to everyone else and take charge of your life. Stand up and be your most magnificent self, the best of you, the I'm so awesome version of you that you know is in there. You just gotta let her out. So here's how you do it. Whenever you are faced with any situation that you don't feel good about, pause. Take a minute. Breathe a little. I like to take 3 deep breaths. I breathe in through my nose and I breathe out through my mouth, releasing any stress that starts to stir up in my body. Because if you don't do that, that stress will turn into a tornado. Now, you do the three deep breaths, and then you look at the same situation with new eyes. It's like stepping out of the drama of the situation and becoming a neutral, objective, kind of like an observer person. And then you ask yourself, what is the story I am telling myself here? And it's probably a very negative version of the events. You're probably feeling pretty crappy about whatever is going on, but you just want to figure it out. What is the story that you're telling yourself? Then you challenge yourself, call yourself out. Is that really true? Who told me that? Why do I even think that? Why am I choosing to see the worst in this situation? Now, sometimes you might be feeling too overwhelmed by the situation or overcome by emotions. If that's the case, then whip out a journal or even a scrap piece of paper and just write out all the negative thoughts. It's kind of like taking out the garbage. And once you're done with that, you know, you vented it all out on paper, you go back to asking those questions again. What is the story that I'm telling myself here? Could there be a different version of events that I'm not seeing, that I'm possibly totally missing, that I haven't considered? And what you're doing is you're redirecting your mind away from the negative narrative, and you're trying to find a different point of view on the same situation. Now, there are a couple of different ways to redirect your mind to a more positive point of view. Here are some ideas. You can move from getting caught up in the challenge, the obstacle, or the difficulty to looking for the lesson. So you can ask yourself, what am I learning from this negative situation? What can I get out of this? What might this be teaching me? Again, you can do this in a journal. So something negative happens, you know, something bothers you, something hurts your feelings, sit down and journal. What am I learning from this situation? What can I get out of this? What might it be teaching me? Okay, how can this help me in some way? The second way of kind of redirecting your mind is to move into a state of gratitude. Even though the situation feels pretty bad, look for something to be thankful about in this otherwise uncomfortable situation. Gratitude can completely shift our energy in an instant. So if you didn't get that raise or promotion that you wanted, maybe focus on the fact that you still have your job when so many people have lost theirs and be grateful for that. See how that completely changes the story? You're not that person who wasn't good enough and didn't get their raise or promotion. You're that person who still has their job when so many other people don't have theirs. The third thing you can do is stop the negative self-talk. Stop it in its tracks. Usually in tense situations, we blame ourselves, or we have regret, or we're angry at ourselves for causing the situation or making a wrong decision. So notice the thoughts in your mind and say to yourself, I don't do negative self-talk. I just don't do it anymore. Instead, replace it with, what did you do well in that situation? Or you can be kind and compassionate with yourself. You can be understanding. Like you can say, well, you know, I didn't do my best this time, but I'll do it better the next time around. Or maybe the next time I could take this different step. I learned from this situation and I'll do it better. Again, it's kinder, it's more understanding, it's more supportive of yourself. Another thing you can do is to step into the other person's shoes to see things from their perspective. By understanding how they feel and why they might have behaved in that way or said those things to you, that builds compassion in you. It reduces the anger you feel and it helps you to be less defensive, less combative, and you're more likely to want to work things out with that person. And finally, you can simply choose to see a different version of events that makes more sense. It's more objective, more rational, more loving, more positive. So you find another narrative. You interpret the situation differently. You interpret it from a place of love. And that changes everything. Let me recap those five techniques for you. Find the lesson, shift to gratitude, cut the negative self-talk, step into the other person's shoes, or simply just change the story. You can pick any of these different ways of redirecting your mind towards a positive perspective instead of getting stuck in a negative version of events. So here's an example to help you understand this. My client has a fight with her newly blossoming relationship. So it's this new relationship, you know, things are going really well. She's really excited, especially because this might be the one. Now they have this fight and she's thinking, oh no, what did I do? I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have done things differently. I screwed up. Is this my fear showing up again? Is he going to pick up my call? Is he going to break up with me? Do I need to break up with him before he breaks up with me? So you hear the panic, right? You hear her stressing out. But if you change the narrative and you see it differently, she would think, okay, we had a fight. It's part of the process of a new relationship. We're getting to know each other. We're testing our limits. We're learning about each other's triggers. I'll blow off some steam. I'm going to let him do the same, and then we can talk about what happened and figure out how to deal with things better for the next time. So that's just shifting the narrative, changing the story that's going on in her mind. See how much better that feels? There's no stress. There's a sense of peace and understanding and patience. And it's hopeful. You know, it's like looking forward to working it out. And in this case, in the second example of how, you know, my client could kind of look at things differently is kind of like, well, I'm learning from this situation. You know, it's actually doing something for me. The problem is we get so caught up in the emotions that we forget to think through the situation properly. We jump the gun, we overreact, we feel really bad, we avoid or run away. Or we get aggressive, defensive, and confront the situation only to make it much worse because we came at it with totally the wrong energy. So you got to remember, guys, every situation is a gift. It was chosen specifically for you because you needed this one experience to make you the person that you need to be for all the good things that lie ahead. Maybe you need to develop compassion or be kinder or more sensitive to others. And these kinds of difficulties in your life help you to learn those virtues and develop those traits that make you a better person. This is the process of personal growth and transformation. We're constantly learning from the situations in our lives. And if we learn from them appropriately, we become better people. Okay, we mature, we get wiser. Okay? And when you stop resisting these experiences, then they stop persisting in your life. So that's actually the key. What you resist persists. So stop fighting all the negative things in your life. Instead, accept them and find the learning. Find the lesson. Find what you are meant to learn so you can move forward from that challenge already. And when you find that lesson, it doesn't feel so negative anymore. It doesn't feel like this horrible thing is happening to you. You actually feel free and you feel like, you know, I needed this to happen because it gave me this learning, this lesson. There's a sense of kind of recognition that that event was not that bad, but that it was actually, it helped you in some way. Now, there's one more thing that I wanted to share with you. There's another way of reframing our thoughts anytime we want to. So I kind of pulled up some of these examples and I wanted to share them with you. And I'm going to use an example that's more kind of in the context of the pandemic. So for example, you might be thinking, my friends and I can't see each other. But you can reframe that to, my friends and I are keeping each other safe. It's not that we can't see each other. We're actually doing each other a favor. We're keeping each other safe. So it's just a reframing. The event didn't change. It's just the point of view, the perspective. Another example, I'm stuck at home, can become I'm safe at home. So here you're kind of going from a more gratitude mindset. You know, you're looking at what's the positive. I miss the things I love, can become I'm learning to value what I love. or I now have so much gratitude for all the things that I love. And, you know, again, gratitude comes up because that's really something I feel we miss out. We're so focused on the negative. We don't see the things that we can be grateful for in the same situation. So you can do this kind of a reframing for any negative thought you think. Just stop and change the thought. It might be a little bit of extra work in the beginning, but if you keep at it, it's gonna be your default zone, which is exactly how it works for me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All of this boils down to changing the way we think, catching ourselves when we spiral into negative thought patterns or negative self-talk, and challenging the stories we tell ourselves in our head. The power is ours to choose our own narrative, to write our own version of events, because the POV that we choose is the place we're going to act from. And a positive point of view always takes us 2 steps forward, while a negative outlook just pushes us back. Let me know if this works for you. Try it out. Post your experiences on @ProjectLovingMyselfPodcast and tag me @SanayaGurnewal or shoot me a DM. Thank you for joining me this week on the very last episode of season 3. I hope this was a good episode and you got something out of it. Do join me next week for our bonus Season 3 recap before we move into Season 4. Lots of love to all of you. It's not just me, but the entire universe is rooting for you. You are so loved. The Project Loving Myself podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.